Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us.
Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
Morning, and welcome to our service up here on the hill. I invite the ushers to come forward if they're ready and collect this morning's offering. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for every day is truly a gift from your hand. And we thank you for this opportunity to be out in your creation this morning. Thank you for this pavilion. Thank you for the clear weather at the moment, and we just thank you for each one that's here. Enjoy the service together, worshiping you, fellowshipping around the meal, enjoying each other's company, and learning more about each other, encouraging each other. And Father, help us just to relax today in your creation, surrounded by your beauty, the natural creation, the beauty of each one here that you've created. Father, thank you for the gifts that you bless us with, including the money we earn. Pray you will bless the offerings that are given back to you this morning and use it in your world, in your kingdom, around the world. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Apparently, either the plug got plugged, unplugged, or something happened here. But maybe we could sing that one. Okay, never mind. We'll sing what we planned.
joining us in that time of singing. If you have your bulletin, I'd invite you to turn to that, and we're going to read together the theme verse for this month. It's Romans 8:15. Together. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So we've been trying to focus this month on this verse and this idea of no longer slaves to fear, no longer slaves to sin. This theme verse finishes with this thought or reminder that we are children of God, that we are that He is our Father. And in a way, I'd like to kind of try and focus on that this morning, that the song we just sang, we sang those words, I am a child of God, and that means we're part of God's family. And so part of what I hope happens this morning is a little bit of connecting with one another through these congregational interviews. So I've asked a number of different people, and some of you got asked early on in the process, and then maybe some people weren't comfortable with it. So some of you got asked with shorter notice. So to be honest, there's a couple that I'm not even sure who's going to come up here for the last section. But we're going to do this in three sets of an interviewer with a couple interviewees is my plan. So I'd invite Kevin and Debbie up, and then Todd will interview Brandon and Sarah, and Travis will interview Tony and perhaps Mike, and or I'm not sure, maybe someone different. Yes, so Kevin and Debbie, if you could come up, that'd be great. So I gave him a list of questions, and we'll sort of go by those, but I'll see how it goes. First couple are just kind of just for fun. So, Kevin, I'll start with you. Have you ever broken a bone?
No, I've never broken any bones. Had some sprains, but never broken anything.
Okay. Did you ever cry at a wedding?
No, I don't think I've ever cried at a wedding. They've always been pretty happy, I guess.
Would you rather go to the mountains or to the beach?
Probably rather go to the beach. I tend to find a lot of things. Well, I find a lot of things to do at both places, but the beach, I think, just takes it.
What is a Bible verse that has been especially meaningful to you?
I had to think about this one a little bit. A few years ago, we did a Bible study with a small group at a church, and we studied David, and we went through a lot of the Psalms. And one that stuck out to me that I had to kind of look up again here was Psalm 62, 1 and 2. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And the part that really sticks with me on this is, He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Something you can kind of always take with you if you feel that evil is kind of around you or something. You can just kind of look back at that.
Thank you. Share about a spiritually significant time in your life.
Spiritually significant time, I believe, would have been our missions trip we went in 2006. A group of us from Gaiman's went to Alaska, and it was a really good trip. We did a lot of work for Alaska Bible College, but I think the highlight of our trip was when we had our day off, and we got to go fishing. I kind of did a little something different than the rest of the group, but I had a 3-hour boat ride where I can sit on the back of a boat and kind of just go up through Prince William Sound, and I could really reflect on a lot of things. And it was just about the year anniversary of when my father had passed away, so it was a pretty spiritual, emotional time for me.
Thank you. How has another Christian helped you on your spiritual journey?
This one, I didn't take me too long to think of it. I'd have to say Urban Martin. I didn't have a whole lot of spiritual influence in my younger days. But when I came to Gaiman's, he was one of the, I would say, older people that kind of came right at me. And I really appreciated that. He had talked with Crystal and myself when we were engaged, and when I was, before I got baptized, Urban had come up to me and he said, "You know, a lot of people here at church think you should be baptized." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, I was baptized when I was a baby." He's like, "Yeah," he said, "but you shouldn't really do it for them." He said, "You should think about doing it as a decision that you want to make for yourself, too." And I was like, and we had a lot of talks at his house and stuff like that. And he was always very honest with me, and I think, and told it like he saw it. But I appreciated that.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. When you look back on your life so far, what is something that is surprising to you?
I would say, I guess that I stayed in a dead-end job for 22 years in printing. I was comfortable with it, and I didn't want to change, I guess. And finally, I just after complaining enough, mostly to Nelson, I guess, at the cabin, he said, "Come fill out an application at Messick."
What is one goal you have?
Probably to lose about 25 pounds. But that's on the back burner, too.
Yeah. Can you describe a time when you were scared to do something that you felt like God wanted you to do, but you did it anyway in spite of your fear?
Yeah, this question was a little tough. I had thought of a couple things. One that I thought I'd share would be, we had that group a few years ago when we were doing our Bible studies in the fellowship area there at Gaiman's, and it was my turn to come up to teach. And there's usually maybe 4 or 5 of us there, but on this particular Sunday, or was it a weekday, I forget, I think about every guy from Gaiman's came in and sat down to listen to me teach a class. So it was a little overwhelming at first, and then kind of got through it and everything went all right.
Is there one song that has helped your faith journey?
Yeah, I like the song "It Is Well With My Soul." Kind of because it comes from a true story. The author that wrote it lost, I think it was 2 or 3 daughters at sea, and he was still able to worship God and to be a witness to God.
What is one hope you have for our church?
Hope I would have would be that we keep having youth, I guess, coming to church, that that's the future of any church, I believe, is a good youth group, having that.
Is there anything else you'd like to share since you have this opportunity?
I could say I have 2 daughters now that have taken their hunter safety course. Emma took hers yesterday. She sat for 8 hours. She did a good job. And another thing is that I appreciate the leadership team here at Gaiman's. I think they have a difficult job, but they do a really good job at it.
Thank you. And last one, kind of a fun one. Do you prefer cake, pie, or ice cream, and which kind or flavor?
I would probably say pie and probably corn pie and chicken pie would be my favorites, which I was introduced to once I met Ruth Ann.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Debbie was very hesitant to be willing to do this, so encourage her in stepping up to do it. So thank you, Debbie. Have you ever broken a bone?
No, I have not.
No. Have you ever cried at a wedding?
I think I did when my brother, the first one in the family to get married, I think it suddenly sort of overwhelmed me as
okay.
It was over. Yes.
Would you rather go to the mountains or the beach?
I would rather go to the mountains. I grew up in Delaware, which is as flat as a pancake, and I'd much rather go toward the mountains.
Okay. What is a Bible verse that has been especially meaningful to you?
Well, I chose Luke 12:15. Not that I always live by it, but it says, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And I think in our society that is a very, very great temptation to keep getting more and more.
Yes. Share about a spiritually significant time in your life.
I went to Rosedale Bible Institute after I graduated from high school, and I consider that to have been a highlight.
How has another Christian helped you on your spiritual journey?
I don't have a particular person, but I went also to Greenwood Mennonite School. Now I teach at Gaiman's Mennonite, so both of them are GMS. But anyway, I just appreciated the teachers and their influence. And also I had some very good spiritually minded friends, and so it was all in all a good experience.
Yeah. When you look back on your life so far, what is something that is surprising to you?
That I've become a senior citizen. I wonder how that happens. Because you just live one life at one day at a time, and after a while you're considered old by other people. But it isn't bad. And I have a verse here that I wanted to say. The boundary, this is from Psalm 16:6. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have had a delightful inheritance. And so I feel like I've been very blessed. And I really wouldn't want to go back to being a lot younger.
What is one goal you have?
Sometime I hope that I might be able to work again with helping people with English as a second language. I did a little of that, and right now I feel too busy, but maybe someday I will be able to do more of that. Maybe someday I will get to go to South America or Central America. And I do have a goal of always being active, not just sitting and retiring and sitting in a chair.
Okay. What is one song that has helped your faith journey?
Well, a song that I like is "I'll Praise My Maker with My Breath." And this is an Isaac Watts song. One of the verses goes like this: "The Lord has eyes to give the blind. The Lord supports the sinking mind. He sends the laboring conscience peace. He helps the stranger in distress, the widow and the fatherless, and grants the prisoner sweet release." And all of those words are just really nice. And the part about the fatherless, my father died when I was 7, and I do feel like God took care of our family.
What is one hope you have for our church?
I think it would be neat if we could again do a sponsorship for a family.
And we'll finish with a light one. Do you prefer cake, pie, or ice cream, and which kind or flavor?
I chose pumpkin pie made by my mother. She had the best recipe.
Well, thank you, Debbie and Kevin. Let's give them a hand.
All right, if Brandon and Sarah could come up. I don't know if Sarah's here or not. She's not. Somebody else want to be interviewed? Derek? Hey, look at that. All right, Brandon, have you ever broken a bone?
No, I haven't. I probably should have, but I haven't.
Did you ever cry at a wedding?
Nope.
Would you rather go to the mountains or the beach?
Probably the beach. That seems to be a once-a-year thing for a family where the cabin is several times a year generally.
What is a Bible verse that has been especially meaningful to you?
The end of Deuteronomy 31:6, he shall never leave you nor forsake you. When I was younger, probably like 5 or 6, I used to be scared of the dark going to sleep. And so if I was ever scared, I'd just repeat that to myself over and over again until I fell asleep.
When you look back on your life so far, what is something that is surprising to you?
Probably that I'm alive. I was in 2 pretty major car accidents. And came out of them with relatively minor injuries.
How has another Christian helped you on your spiritual journey?
I have to go with my parents, mostly my dad. After my second car accident, I had just totaled his car and was very nervous about talking to him. And he was actually He was on vacation at the cabin, I think, and he came home early because he had heard about it before I could talk to him. And he woke me up, and he was just thankful that I was unhurt. And, that really meant a lot to me.
What is one goal that you have?
To run a marathon.
Can you describe a time when you were scared to do something that you felt like God wanted you to do, and you did it anyway, in spite of your fear?
This interview right here. I despise anything with public speaking at all. So from a group of 3 people to anything larger than that.
Well, you're doing a great job. What is one song that has helped your faith journey?
Where I Belong by Building 429. If you haven't heard it, I encourage you to listen to it.
And what is one hope that you have for our church?
That we continue to do community outreach stuff. We do a lot of Bible school basketball tournament we do in the park, stuff like that that would be a light to our community.
And last, do you prefer cake, pie, ice cream, all 3, and then which flavor?
I just like food.
All right, thank you, Brayden. Derek, now that you've had 3 minutes to look over the questions.
I'm totally prepared.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No.
Did you ever cry at a wedding?
Yeah, my dad's.
Would you rather go to the mountains or the beach?
Can I go to the beach in the mountains?
Sure. What is a Bible verse that has been especially meaningful to you?
Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 40:31. For those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, they'll mount on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary, they're walking, not faint.
Share about a spiritually significant time in your life.
Probably 2 years ago when we went to Guatemala with the youth group. That really challenged my comfort zone to like go out and play with the kids. And there's lots of people that I couldn't really talk to with the language stuff. And turned out I really liked it. But, yeah, it really help me find some of the spiritual gifts that I have.
How has another Christian helped you on your spiritual journey?
Probably my youth leaders.
You didn't have to say that. Just
I know,
but
it's true. You gave me 3 minutes to prepare here. That wasn't the obvious answer.
I guess if you want me to skip any, just tell me.
Okay.
When you look back on your life so far, what's something that's surprising to you?
I don't know.
All right. We'll come back to it if you think so.
All right.
What's one goal you have?
I want to be a physical therapist. I want to work with kids, so if I could be in charge of either an outpatient pediatric clinic or at a hospital somewhere, but still get to work with kids, I think that'd be a dream job.
Can you describe a time when you were scared to do something that you felt like God wanted you to do and you did it anyway in spite of your fear?
So the first time I spoke in front of the church for Youth Sunday, Travis had come up to me and he asked me, he said, if I don't know what I should talk about, I could talk about my mom and how the church impacted my life as a mom. And I didn't want to do that. But then the second time when you asked me to, not the second time you asked me, the first time you asked me, God really placed in my heart that, you know, maybe I should share about this because it's meaningful to me and it was meaningful to the church. And I didn't really want to do it, but I felt like I should, and I bawled my eyes out in front of all you guys, if you remember that. Yeah.
What is one song that has helped your faith journey? Yeah, we can come back to it. You had like 20 hours worth of songs that you played on the way to Georgia to pick from. What is one hope that you have for our church?
Kind of like what Brandon said, that we keep doing the like outreach stuff, especially with the kids, and getting other people involved in the church, like helping out with that outreach stuff with people in the community and stuff like that.
Is there anything else you'd like to share while you have the opportunity?
Well, no, because I only had 20 seconds to prepare for this.
And do you prefer cake, pie, ice cream, all three, and then which kind or flavor?
Strawberry pie. With whipped cream.
Did you think of a song? You could just say a name and they won't
know
it anyway.
These are the days of Elijah. I really like that.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for your time and coming up and sharing.
Good morning. If Mike and Tony want to come up front. So these guys had plenty of time to prepare, a lot more than Derek anyway. I think they've been prepared since about 9 this morning, or preparing anyway. We will do that.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Can you hear Mike?
I never get the thing right. Huh? Okay.
All right. So, Tony, we're going to ask you guys both the same question, but you don't have to answer at the same time so we can hear what you're saying.
Right. I'll be quiet.
So, Mike, we'll ask you first. Have you ever broken a bone?
Never, because I've saddled a great deal in my life. Yes.
Tony.
No, I never broke a bone.
None of our interviewers broke a bone, is that correct?
We're a sedentary bunch.
Did you ever cry at a wedding?
I cried like a baby when my colleague Nancy Kreider got married at age 60-something. Maybe she was 60-something. She married a widower who was in his 80s. No, must have been 70s. And here were all these people in the procession for this couple, well known, and it was like heaven, and all these saints going down the aisle. It was really wonderful. Yeah.
Tony, have you ever cried at a wedding?
No, I haven't.
Mike, would you rather go to the mountains or the beach?
Mountains. Grew up in mountains. Yeah, not beach.
Tony, mountains or beach?
That might be a tie for me, but I guess beach. Because we go down there usually once a year. Mm. And it's going to happen in about a week.
Cool. Nice. Mike, is there a Bible verse that has been especially meaningful to you?
Oh, there's lots. But let me give you John 3:17. Not 16, 17. You know what it is? And Jesus came into the world not to condemn, but that the world might be saved. But not to condemn is very important to me. Because Jesus was shoved down our throats, but not to condemn.
Tony, is there a Bible verse that's especially meaningful to you?
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Mike, can you share a spiritually meaningful time in your life?
Well, I'm old enough to have had a number, but I'll go back to when I was a young fellow, 17, and what is all this faith stuff about? Because we didn't have that in our house. Religion was not a thing that you did. But so how do you grasp hold of faith? Yes. And I'm still wondering. Yeah.
Tony, can you share a spiritually meaningful time in your life?
Would have been when I was about 12, when I accepted Christ. It was at my cousin's funeral over at Petra Church. He had died in a car crash on the way home from a Halloween party. He couldn't get out, and he burned up in the car. So, yeah, it's been a journey ever since.
Mike, has another Christian helped you in your spiritual journey?
So in trying to find faith, and what is that, my pastor, Brethren in Christ pastor, Merle Brubaker, still living, and he walked me through, like many of you have been walked through by the ministry. Yeah. Answering questions, showing what it is to be a Christian.
Tony, has another Christian helped you in your spiritual journey?
I would have to say Mr. Eugene Leda here in the congregation spoke a lot into my life over the years and helped me. Yeah, greatly in my spiritual walk.
When you look back on your life so far, what is something that has surprised you?
Well, so I'm old enough, and I look back and I think that it's been this good. I mean, it could have. Why should it be this good? I have it so easy. You know? I also look back and think, why did all these bad things happen? Why is it so bad? You happy with that answer?
That's a great answer. Tony, is there something that has surprised you?
All the dumb stuff I did when I was younger and never got put in jail or anything for it. If I try half the stuff I did, I probably wouldn't make out so great anymore.
Thank you. Mike, what is one goal you have?
My goal as in my last years is to clear the files on my desk. They're really piles. They're just piles. And get through this stuff before someone else has to look through this. And, yeah, so a fire should just sweep through and that would solve everything.
Tony, what is one goal you have?
take my wife and family up to Alaska and take a semi out across the ice, like the ice road truckers.
Does your family need convincing to do that?
I'm sure they'll be watching from the shoreline.
You could add that to some, if you survive it, something that surprises you. Mike, can you describe a time when you were scared to do something you felt God was leading you to do, and you did it anyway?
Well, I'm with Brandon, and so at 9 o'clock, Lena said, "You got this email." Well, but I did it. Okay.
Thank you. Tony, is there a time that you were scared to do something and you felt God calling you to do it?
It would have been one time I remember years ago, God, I guess you would call it a vision or shared a dream. I woke up in the middle of the night and the dream was so real. It was about a friend of mine, a cousin, and it was that vivid that I wrote my dream down and felt him to asking me to share it with her, and I did. But yeah, it was, I had to take that step of faith to step out.
What is one song that has helped you on your faith journey?
Well, in November of 2016, this was a wonderful hymn. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow. And then there's four wonderful verses. This is in hymnal, a worship book, the latest Mennonite hymnal. It's a beautiful thing. I wish we could sing it.
Tony, is there a song that has helped you in your faith journey?
The song, My God is Bigger Than All the Mountains. Sometimes during life, the mountain seems so big or the valley seems so deep, but God is always there. Even though if you only see one set of footprints, He's always there with you, and He will never give you more than you can handle.
Is there a hope you have for our church?
I wish our church were more connected to our church, the wider church. So Lena and I go to these Eastern Mennonite mission things, and we see three or four people. We go to conference things, we see one or two people. I think it's so important that we not become an isolated little congregation. Not connected. We don't know what's going on in the wider church.
Tony, is there a hope you have for our church?
Yeah, that we continue our outreach, reaching out to the community, and also that we continue with that. Yeah, we have youth coming because, like was said before, that's what keeps the church alive.
I'm a little scared to ask you
yes,
this.
Yes, you should be.
Is there anything else you'd like to share while you have
this
opportunity?
Well, I read the Psalms, and near as I can tell, I've got 4 years left.
Tony, is there anything else you'd like to share while you have this opportunity?
Just wanted to thank the church for open arms for me and my family when we come and making us feel welcome. And just thank you for all the spiritual support and just making us feel at home.
Cake
pie. Lena makes a very lovely cherry pie.
Good answer. Tony?
I would say Turkey Hill ice cream, the chocolate peanut butter cup.
They're 2 for $5 at Turkey Hill right now. Thank you, guys.
Thanks very much for participating in that. And just a reminder that God has made each one of us. He's called us each on a spiritual journey, and we're not on that journey alone. We're also called to be part of a body. So let's have a prayer together. Father, thank you that we don't have to be slaves to sin, and that you are our Father, and we are children of God, and that you have also called us to be a part of your family. I pray that you would help us to encourage one another on our spiritual journey. Thank you for the individuals that shared today. I pray that you would bless, encourage them. In Jesus' name, amen. A song?
Maybe we could sing the chorus from memory. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. The doxology yet. Of our sharing time this time. If you have something you'd like to share with the group or praise or request, Jake will bring a mic to you.
This is Carolyn. Just a reminder that tonight the Bible school starts at the Adamstown Grove. You can just keep us in prayer. The weather looks a little iffy this week, and everything is held outside, so just pray for good weather.
Just a few announcements related to the meal. As other years, we need to bring the tables back in at some point. And you're probably not thinking about swimming or water slide, but if you are, I'm guessing it's going to be open. There's a little bit of sun out there. What should they do? See, get a ticket from Steve for that. Any other announcements or anything? Okay, I invite you to stand together for a closing benediction and prayer. Father, I do thank you for this morning. Thank you for the wonderful creation that you have made around us. Thank you for how you display your creativity and your beauty in simple places like the woods. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be involved in the Backyard Kids Club at Adamstown this week. Lord, we commit this time to you. It was shared several times here, just encouragement of us trying to make efforts to reach out into our community. So I pray for the children who will come. I pray for the parents and the families that they represent. We ask God that they would be drawn to you, that we pray for our communities and for our towns. We pray for the town of Adamstown, and we pray that you would bring people to yourself. We ask for your blessing on the logistics, the details with the uncertain weather, and pray for safety and for enough help, and just commit it to you, God. I thank you for the time that we'll have.